We back with just posted with our guest Keenan back with us. Let's get into the real. This is the real topics that we talk about every show. Make sure y'all go check out Keenan in the Village. But Doja, I'm gonna let you. You know, you have some redemption that you haven't gotten.
Let me apologize.
You know what I'm saying? No. Full redemption. Because we was rolling out massive clips with you with this Drake thing, and we have been brutalizing you online, and we have to apologize.
Listen, I'm not gonna apologize for that. Cause he a grown ass man. But I will apologize because I didn't think Drake had it in him. Yeah. I didn't think he had it in him.
Apologies because somebody did apologize. Yeah. They called apologize.
He did.
And I still.
Wait. We didn't even talk. So we haven't recorded since he even made the diss track.
I don't understand.
We haven't recorded yet.
No, I mean, 7-Minute Drill was the diss track that J. Cole made on his Might Delete Later EP, which is a dope EP, by the way. He got some dope tracks on there. Obviously, it came out after K-Dot, you know, just aggressively came on that Future and Metro Boomin track and just really went at Cole and Drake. I mean, it just happened. He did.
It was more Drake than Cole.
For sure. But, like, Cole took that and he went with that and he dropped a little, you know what I'm saying, a little snippet of what would be to come with 7-Minute Drill. And I was just like, yes, nigga, okay. I mean, the world wants to see K-Dot and Drake at this, you know what I'm saying, this juncture, you know what I'm saying?
But Cole got something to
Cole say stepped too. In. And I loved it.
Did he have something to say?
Oh yeah, he did.
Now, granted, of course, I know you was like, man, this ain't the same rap beef that I'm used to, and I get it. They ain't gonna come to blows. Nobody.
South got something to say.
Nobody. This ain't gonna be like back in the day when they was really beefing. They pull up on them and like, I heard you had something. This ain't gonna come to that. But what I will say is, I just don't understand. Again, from the mental health aspect, when you talk about beef, when you talk about rap beef, anyway. Before I even got social media, I think about the Jay-Z and Nas rap beef, where it took Jay-Z's mom to be like, hey, I don't want this to turn into the Biggie and Pac thing, dead it. Y'all are done with it. And that's why Jay-Z said he deaded it, right? But like,
but he talking about he didn't even dead it for real, because he came out with Blueprint too.
But when you talk about when you talk about rap beef, like the only thing I could think of why maybe Jay.
There's people on both barrels of them.
But like, I think. I think that's what I'm saying. Though,
they kept hitting the fucking side.
Yeah, I feel like Cole, one, saw the writing on the wall that, okay, this wasn't really all about me. But then two, I don't know if mentally I want to go into that bag of mine to go back and forth with niggas when I don't want to be on that vibe. And that's why I think he apologized. I don't agree with the apology. But he apologized for his own right, and that's his own take.
So as the Cole guy on the show, because you the Drake guy.
Wait, time out. When did this happen?
You put Drake in your top
literally,
five.
The Drake. Yeah, no.
You are the Drake guy.
No. Literally, there is one of y'all biggest clips is you.
Hold on. Give me five Cole albums right now.
I don't listen to albums. I listen to.
Give me five Cole tracks right now.
Let's see.
Five of them.
I can sing the songs. I don't consume music like I used to. I ain't bought an album in forever. When the last time you bought an album?
It says you the Cole guy, so I'm like, wait a minute.
How about this? Go to my playlist and just type that Cole.
Oh, go ahead.
Do it for the camera. Do it for the fucking camera while you talking that shit.
You said you the Cole guy, so I'm like, okay.
Literally, the last episode we recorded, I stated I was the Cole guy. You didn't say anything. I said
so. Cole's in your top five?
No. Of all time, hell no.
No.
That's why he's the Drake guy, because he put Drake in his top five of all time.
And I said, you can't do that. And he's like, that's okay. And then it went
like, can't do that.
You know what I said?
That's okay.
He put Drake in his top five of all time.
And I said, I won't let you do that.
So if you go back to the last episode,
no, that was like 2 or 3 episodes ago.
Shout out to Houston Face in there too, though. By the way,
yeah,
Face in there,
yeah.
Top five. He was in St. Louis.
You was
in St. Louis too, by the way. You was rolling with
K-Dot.
Mm-hmm.
I said honestly, truthfully, the person I can relate to the most, listening to their music, I ain't into all that. That I love Kendrick, but he be doing other shit sometimes that ain't got nothing to do with, on the line with what I want to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's and Drake is, you know, he be surfing.
You say he's a pop star.
He's a Beach Boy.
That should have been the beef. When he said that should have been the beef.
No.
I'm just
shout out to Sleepy that did call him Beach Boy Surfing USA on the last episode.
I did.
He called him Surfing USA.
Any motherfucking wave he see, he want to ride it.
Everybody go surfing.
So you remember, Cole does have he.
And I've seen nothing wrong with that.
And you know, yes, do what you do. Industry. But you know, Cole let, remember he let Nas down?
Yeah.
That nigga let me down.
And if y'all, and hey,
listen, that nigga let me down.
And if you follow, if you, I don't know if y'all follow Simba, who's a rapper, but Simba has some,
Simba heavy.
Simba has some bars from Cole. You know what I'm saying? As far as like why you, this whole apology thing. Because again, like with J. Cole, man, he represents a lot of like some real heavy spitters on his label. He got a label. Shit, I can't remember the name of the label off the top of my head. What's the name of the label he on that he owns?
So who's
over?
J. Cole. Dreamville?
Dreamville, sorry. Like the rappers that he got in Cole.
I'm like Dreamville.
Since you the Cole guy. it's crazy because it's crazy. Okay, that's fine. I'll be that. But like, you know, Party Next Door weekend when he was on there with his first album. Tory wasn't officially signed to OVO, but he put these mixtapes to OVO to kind of get him that, you know, the run he had with the whole, what the fuck was it? I forgot the name of the mixtapes, but it was like
the pandemic mixtape?
Yeah, yeah, that was under OVO. And it really, it's not even Drake's label. It's really the guy that got that push it went on, actually. The tick guy. The
Pusha T talked about?
Yeah, it's actually his label. Now, when you talk about Dreamville, you know what I'm saying? There was a rift because, of course, with the whole beef behind Roc Nation and who's going to where and all that kind of shit. But shout out to Cole. He went on a limb and he got a bunch of heavy hitters on there. Kaz, Baz, Ari Lennox is obviously in Atlanta, her own. She's so fine, by the way. God. Anyways, but like, I remember... It was
40. 40s
it is. Yeah, that's the name. So Kaz, you know what I'm saying, was like, you know what I mean? Like, don't ask me nothing about Cole. That's still my dog. He's still number one in my book. But you know, y'all know what it would have been for me. And he left.
You ever seen one of your partners get beat up or something or get embarrassed? And he's still your boy? But now you like, damn.
Should have been bobbing and weaving.
Damn, my nigga, like, I, like what happened?
I don't understand. You
were saying not embarrassed is beat up.
I just don't understand. Like,
I mean, I think it's like,
was embarrassed. I mean, it's like 5 seconds left on the clock before halftime, and you take a knee instead of taking a shot.
Take a shot.
You on the 50.
And he has some real bars to pay that.
He's been subliminally saying that, you know, I know it's the big three, but he act like he the
cold and
he the Muhammad Ali of the big three. Like he act like
I'm Muhammad Ali. He said that also with the whole middle child. I'm Lord of my clips. You said that.
Like he's been subliminally saying, I know I don't have as much money as Drake.
I may not have the cultural impact
of Kendrick. But don't sleep on me. Like literally, that's his whole vibe.
And you can't say that. And again, I think Jadakiss said it best when he was talking to Stephen A on Stephen A's podcast. He was like, "Look, I gotta sit with J. Cole and find out what that was about." You know what I'm saying? I've rocked with Drake. I've rocked with K-Dot. You know, they beasts in their own right, make great music. But like with Cole, it's like, what was like, ain't nobody gonna come to, nobody's gonna pull up, nobody gonna slap nobody.
I got a question. So does that mean, is this like, I don't know, we used to call them studio gangsters.
Man.
But like, Cole, are you really loading clips? I'm not even asking you to load.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, we don't want nobody.
Like, lyrical.
But we do.
Man, it was a lyrical.
Like, lyrical clips.
You want an air of threat in the air, a little bit, Keenan. That's what you
mean.
You want a little bit of danger. He want a little bit of danger on the mic.
He want a little bit of toxicity.
Yeah, he want a little bit where there is a sense that somebody might not make it.
Again,
he went on such a
tour. Who makes chicken with no seasoning? I need some spice. I need some flour. Flavor. That's, I mean, you know what I mean?
But see, that's what I'm saying. Instead,
he was getting on everybody's stuff. He was killing features.
Yeah, he was on that Lil Wayne
move. He was on some, I ain't drop an album, but I might have been the best rapper this year.
No, yeah. And he would be the best verse on your album. Yeah. Your whole album would be the best verse on
literally,
your album.
Literally, he was, people were saying he was the best rapper of the year and he didn't drop a project.
Mm-hmm. He was the best rapper of last year.
Yeah. And then for this apology, now I'm like, well, shit. Do we have to I put my fucking eggs in the wrong basket. I put my eggs in the wrong, not Kendrick, Kendrick, because I'm never going to be Team Drake. You got to come clean this shit up, my nigga. Because goddamn.
So y'all want to talk about this Drake track. Let's talk about this.
So I didn't hear the whole three. I didn't know it was 3 minutes long. I didn't know
it was that long. Yeah. But he's dissing a lot of people. He's dissing everybody.
But what I would say.
Now, Drake is smart.
But who's he dissing? Because he ain't say no names. Yeah.
No. He made it turn into, if you listen to the track, it's somewhat what Jay-Z would do. Mm. He turns into where he's the victim. In all this, because he said 20v1, he was people saying 20v1, like talking about, oh, everybody just coming at me. It's not my fault.
The only pushback is if we talking about being number one, you got to come out and be number one, right?
Yes.
But at the same time, how you supposed to react when you got everybody at your head? You got to stand firm. You got to stand.
But there's a possibility he just might be a fuck nigga in general. Nobody likes him.
That's what I'm saying. There's some gangster. There's sometimes what. The people are picking on you.
Yes.
Sometimes people do get bullied, but sometimes motherfuckers just ain't it. And you realize, like, I've been really hanging out with this nigga. And he's corny. At the same time, we like, this nigga did.
So we talk about.
I did get from street cred, and now he shooting people. I did.
who you say he shot?
He literally talks about murdering people all the goddamn time.
Yeah, when you
like all the
clips, you're saying a whole lot.
So what
Drake songs you listening to? Drake is a murderer now.
So if he because I'm not a strong enough Drake fan. I gotta get my bag a little more. But what I will say is that if you go if it takes a lot to say Drake is corny. That's the easy way to say it, right? He's corny. The white boy. I think Rick Ross called him.
I thought he was talking about Drake.
Ross dropped. No. We were talking about Drake. But like Ross dropped the diss track, which was dope.
It's a good response.
And my thing was, I was like, Ross, why you ain't had that same energy for 50? Because he been at.
He did come at 50.
I say he did have energy for 50.
But like your music is about 50.
Nah, but they've been going. But like they've been doing it over Instagram for a minute. It was. But my thing is. Go at that man. My also thing was with Drizzy, I'm like,
but Drizzy came at Drake.
No. But I'm like, Drake, Kate, I've been at your head for a minute, right?
This nigga, Drake.
Oh, you saying, but my you're thing saying is, like a full sun just going straight at Kate.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Because again, like, you gonna have plenty of people come at your head all the time.
That's why I call Drake corny. Rick Ross hadn't said nothing about Drake. He just unfollowed this nigga on social media. And this
nigga is right too, right?
He said why? He said it was involved with the riff that him and French Montana had going on.
How do you even know that somebody unfollowed you? Unless you like track. Like they don't notify you. You literally track
your thing. You know, like to check see who you follow, who you don't.
That's what I'm saying.
And they be like, oh, he unfollowed his wife. It must be over.
It must be over.
Damn, dude. What's they be doing?
Right. He don't follow. It must be over.
I'm just saying. So if it's common knowledge that we are out of the gangster era, right? And rappers are not going to be shooting at each other. Not mainstream rappers. You know, you still got the low levels that are still working through their legal situations. Yeah. But if we know that Kendrick
and are still shooting
J. Cole are not going to go to arms, why not sharpen your craft? Why not show off and be aggressive? I just think he really missed the opportunity there.
And this is why
Cole.
Yeah, hit my phone. Yeah. But this is why I gotta give Drake his props. I'm gonna give Drake his props.
He let him come out first.
He let K-Dot come out first. He let it simmer. It waited a little bit too long, in my opinion, but he let it
cook.
Let J. Cole come out here and embarrass
himself. Let J. Cole embarrass himself. And now we need something.
Can't get no lower.
I feel like at this point with where both of those, both Drake and K-Dot are in their careers.
Did Cole in the song too?
Yeah. No, he didn't diss him.
Yes, he did.
What did he say about Cole? He didn't diss him. He said you tried to throw that shot to break us up or whatever it was. It was on one of the blog sites.
It was very unclear.
I'm gonna go back to it. I don't know who he was.
Here we go. He says, I'm reading the lyrics. I'm at the lyrics. I'm on the actual lyrics.
For sure.
This shit between us been brewing in a pot. Now I'm heating up. I don't care what Cole think. That Dot shit was weak as fuck. Champagne tripping. He's not fucking easing up. Nigga called Top to see if Top want to piece it up. Top want to piece it up. Okay, so he's going back at Kendrick then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
he didn't come. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
But what I will say though.
Now.
This is the first round, right? Because again, you know, the whole talk about it was just that, oh, they got, there's word that there's a response. That was Drake's response. Obviously, you got to wait to hear KDOT's. KDOT's apparently had one or whatever, whatever. The thing about it is that when it comes to this beef, and this is where I think J. Cole saw the light in the tunnel. Well, I don't call it the light, but this
I'm just saying, I don't want to get involved in this.
Like, the thing is, because the first round, you know, the first round is the first round. Yo, this or this. Now we go peel back the layers.
He's talking about his wife in here.
When Pusha T pulled back that layer and he did the story of he had Drake in the painted black face.
Yep.
He started naming out. Hey yo, you made.
That's what. Or
yo, you know what I'm saying?
Drake
like
here though. That, Drake's talking about Kendrick's wife on here. Remember, people always be like, "Don't talk about nobody's wives and stuff."
And
he's talking about somebody's wife again. That's what got him in trouble. Yeah. Pusha T last time.
But see,
talking about his wife.
That means he wanted to smoke.
But the thing about it is, Pusha T a different kind of lyricist. He already go like even in infrared. With infrared, he told Lil Wayne and Drake, "I want all the crosses. Don't try to go through Kanye to block me, nigga. Come right at me." I want to deal, because remember it was Clips versus Drake and Lil Wayne when this whole thing started, and his brother went and became a pastor. Say, I don't want a part of that, and that's when Pusha T was like, "Nah, nigga, I want
it forever.
Bring it to me forever." You know what I'm saying?
I respect Pusha T. He got beef with them niggas forever.
Yes. So no. He's had
that's
beef
Saint
with
Louis.
He's had,
on site.
No.
He's had beef with Lil Wayne.
He's had beef with Lil Wayne for almost 20 years.
The beef started with Birdman.
Yeah, but Mr. Me Too is 2001.
Mr. Me Too is about Wayne and Cash.
Yeah, and okay, that's not 2001. It's like 2005.
And then
yeah.
Wayne came out
20 years.
Yeah, Wayne came out on one of them little mixtapes,
and I respect him.
He came back at him, and they was going back and forth. Then you enter in Drake. Obviously, Drake wanted to have his man's back. But as far as Drake and KDOT go,
it's gonna be interesting
because again, you go once the layers start getting peeled back and peeled back more, like you go.
I feel like you're gonna figure
out what's the truth first, what's the corny. Obviously, the corny rap and the funny rap is this thing Rick Ross is going on about his nose and he got abs done. And okay, cool. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, a grown man getting a BBL is crazy though.
Allegedly.
Yeah. But my thing is I have no problem with somebody like he is being way past anecdotal in this rap about like stuff with KDOT. You're talking about your last album flop. I didn't know your last album get a Grammy and considered a flop and a brick.
Who you talking about?
He's talking about KDOT.
So
I'm just saying like anecdote, like you're just really
that's part of the coin.
I have no problem. Like yeah. You're being like just
I guess he's saying financially. It's flat.
I didn't look.
But this is
that dude got to post a prize.
Hold on. But
you got to do some research.
But here's the other thing though, right?
Stay so low that you can't got.
But that's what I'm saying. But see, the thing is,
he hit his contract.
But even with Cole, right? Cole kind of made some points. He was like, nigga, you come out every couple years, whatever, with a random diss on somebody. You know what I'm saying? But then you put out an album that's about conscientious, whatever. Like
duality.
Are you trying to promote duality and be on both sides of it? Are you trying to? Say you this, say you that, or you just go keep sending like subliminal shots about Drake when you were on his first ever tour. You feel it's just so many different things. So like when you peel back these layers,
it's okay to stop being friends.
I ain't saying it wasn't. I'm just saying, as you peel back that onion, you gonna see more and more shit get exposed. And that's where it's like, okay, well shit, maybe that's what was on. He was like, I ain't trying to go down that rabbit hole with y'all.
Other than like Drake's, I guess, core crew, I don't even know who that is. Almost everybody who started off that was cool with Drake ain't cool with Drake no more. Except for like the Cash Money niggas.
So is it all they make money?
Off.
Hold on, but is it also cool to say that, yo, the easy thing to do, send your shot at Drizzy now. Send a shot. I'm not trying to be on no Drake train or like that. I'm a Drake fan. I don't give a fuck what anybody says about it.
The only thing Drake has set it up where he's like, I'm the one that everyone just taking shots at.
Nah, but what I'm saying
is, woe is me. I didn't do anything wrong. Woe is me.
I ain't gonna go there. But what I'm saying is,
I went there. That's fine.
Okay, cool. But if it's a part where like everybody can jump on the train and be like, I bet I'm gonna send this shot to Drizzy. Because of course, if he sends it back, that's more popularity on my end, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, it comes to a point where you gonna have to start addressing everybody, and that's the hole where you gonna be like, okay, now you just spent three tracks on Future. Now you got another one with Rick Ross. Now you got another one with French Montana. Now you got another one, whatchacallit, until it's to the point where, okay, well, I'm gonna just phase
Future
out.
Future ain't really even said nothing for real.
He
said something. He ain't gave him a whole song.
And that's it. That second album he dropped with whatchacallit, that one was dope. The second version of We Still Don't Trust You.
Yeah. That's got the verse with ASAP.
Yeah, part of the year.
ASAP went that drink. I said, damn, they done dusted ASAP off?
You had to. I mean, come on, you said that about his wife, bro.
At what point did you just be like, hey, man, people really don't like me?
But that one, the ASAP, I got enemies.
Got a lot of enemies.
Drake?
Yeah, because Drake been taking shots. He took shots at Rihanna and him on the last
year. Yeah,
You
got to say something.
I'm not mad at ASAP.
I'm sure.
Nigga, click up like Voltron.
I'm sure Rihanna was like, hey, nigga, okay. All right. Yeah, he didn't say
something. No, you ain't going to just let this nigga talk about me.
You know, Rihanna, like about
said,
it.
But like I said, hey.
You going to be with no.
Hey, nigga. Hey, look. Niggas got to click like Voltron. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, if a nigga like me is clicking up to be me, that puts confidence in my heart.
But it ain't even a click up like that. If he don't say nothing about half these niggas, he did something.
Like Voltron.
But he did something to them. It's not like it's out of nowhere. He snaked for my family.
I think Kendrick Lamar just don't like this nigga.
Like Kendrick Lamar just don't like him. But like everybody else, like, Drake did. Literally, Drake is the reason.
Outside of Ross jumping into a disagreement between French Montana.
Is that his artist?
No, French Montana was on
with Diddy.
Yeah.
But you know, Ross and Diddy used to be like this.
But outside, French Montana, no more though, in general, I don't think.
He was a bad boy artist.
With Future, allegedly, is that there was a lot of albums that Drake passed on. Or Future was like, yo, I need you on these tracks. What's up? And that's when it was like, okay, well, fuck you then. You go do the concert with J. Cole and you not invite me. Now you got this big three shit going on. The shit with obviously ASAP, that's the shit with ASAP. You can't talk about a nigga wife and not expect somebody to come back
at you. Did he snake one of Future gals?
She came out and said that wasn't true.
Oh, okay. I mean,
but we talking about gals. I can't help.
He was inviting Rick, and then, Drake was inviting Rick Ross baby mama to the concert and shit. These are things he just did recently.
But that was after, of course, you find out that just the
after Ross unfollowed him. Yeah. He said, "Oh man, this nigga unfollowed me.
I'm gonna stand though. As far as on this old beef thing, like me myself,
I enjoy it.
If I do enjoy it, I think it's dope. I will say because it creates conversations like this. But I will say if you got the whole conglomerate of niggas Voltroning up against you, like you said, shit, that's gonna do something for me to be like, all right, either we go sink or swim. Either I'm gonna face all these motherfuckers and nobody believes I'm gonna win, or I'm gonna just say, I'm gonna bow out and be like, y'all are right, I ain't gonna win.
And I'm gonna say this, Drake's gonna win because he's popular, not because he actually won. There are people people out here think that Drake beat Pusha. There are millions of fans who be like, oh, Drake took care of Pusha.
Hold on. Nas and Jay-Z had a beef.
Yeah.
Who you think won that beef?
I think Jay-Z won. Honestly, Nas. I love Nas, for the record.
Battle. Nas ain't win the war though. You don't think Nas?
I don't think.
Nas ain't winning.
No, I mean, Jay-Z won. Like, just period.
Yeah,
he won a battle.
His lyrics, his songs, they were better. Like Nas is an intellectual.
Nas was Jones,
so he went so deep.
You cap on those.
Hey!
I can't talk about your discography, but you got a camel nose. You ugly.
That's what Ross did.
Ross, who did Ross beat?
No, like, I'm not even.
No.
Touche. He still ain't B50 to me.
Like one nigga was talking about, hey man, you got one hot album every, and I'm gonna break down your craft.
Yeah.
And then the other nigga said, I'm gonna get a cool beat and Joan on.
Foxy got you hot because you kept your face in the puss. But you think you getting girls now because of your look?
That's his one.
Please grow, please.
That's his one song.
What he say? You know, mustache
almost whole album. Man. Like he put out one hot song. That was about it. That's the only.
He talking about in that
beef. Nah, that was really Nas's only.
And then one mic
real good comeback.
Yeah, and then one mic was about Jay-Z too, but he ain't say his name in that movie.
Made you all, okay, I give you that.
Yeah.
So, but honestly, I don't think they were even beefing. Honestly, I think
you did
not
set up.
Oh my God, I didn't even feel profit. First of all, I don't even. Does anybody know what they were arguing? Why they fell out?
A woman.
I thought it was about the woman.
Then they get through condoms.
So we don't actually know what they fell out about. I mean, that sounds like Friends.
Super Ugly came out. He said I threw a rubber in your baby seat.
Yeah, but it was the beef started way before.
Oh no, it was.
They were friends for a long time.
Really, Jay-Z inherited a beef that Nas had with Biggie.
Yeah, yeah. And niggas ain't ready. Niggas ain't ready to talk about how. Hey,
it's one of the things you inherited the beef. Hey, your boy got killed. You inherited.
Hey, I don't know if you saw the interview with Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes like I got an actual track where Biggie was go at Tupac, and I was cool with Tupac, and I was like, hey man, I can't let you do that, bro. I had to stop the track. Like, hey, you can't do this, bro.
Oh, he made the sex in the.
Yeah, he was on All the Smoke with Barnes and Stack, and he was talking about it. So that would have been dope too.
I still think he shot shit about Tupac.
I think so. Too.
Oh, absolutely.
I think so too.
Absolutely.
I'm never gonna believe that.
But still, man, like two guys from the former gangster rap generation go at each other, and honestly, I think Nas's career was falling off, and he wanted his partner to get some money back. And the timing is perfect.
I see what you're doing.
It's profitable.
I see what you're doing. I don't like what you're doing.
And if J. Cole was smart, that's what he would have done. He would have called him. He's gonna be like, "Look, K. Dot, we finna make this money. Yes. I'm finna say some shit." You know what I mean? We're finna get this money.
You finna sell your lady. I ain't gonna talk about none of your personal life or nothing.
I'm not saying I will. But I'm gonna tell you I will. We gonna get this money.
Couple of
But at the end of it, we both gonna have some more money in our pocket.
Oh my.
Beef don't just end like that, bro. Jay-Z and Nas, beef don't end like that. And you was raised up in the 80s and the 90s. Beef don't end up like that, bro.
Not only do they shake hands, Jay-Z signs this nigga as an artist.
And then they put out an album together.
And that's where
come
you...
Come on, man.
Hey, that black... What was it?
Jay-Z said, I'm going to get your sales up. And then when you cross the threshold, I'll bring you in to make sure you can always eat. Come on, bro.
The gangster. With him, them two.
Oh, they did. Yes. That song that Nas and Jay-Z did called I Feel Like a Black Republican.
It was tough.
Yeah.
I hate your story because it makes sense. I'm not gonna let your story make sense in my head.
I won't let your story live.
Something I do.
You asked.
They don't fight each other.
You asked.
And Nas lost the war. Bro. God damn it, he won the battle.
They bought islands right next to each other.
No.
Guess what?
Not in half.
I downloaded like 7 Nas songs.
When?
Just for you, I said I'm gonna find me some Nas songs. Don't do that. I'm never gonna like them like that. But I got 7 songs that I can listen to, and one of them is "You Owe Me" because that's one of his biggest hits.
I hate this.
I love commercial Nas. If you do, I like commercial Nas more than I'm gonna talk about the pyramids as Nas.
Since we still talking about beefs, Chris Brown and Quavo.
Is this about Karrueche? Why do you niggas always?
Chris Brown is Chris women? Brown came out with it first.
No, you know Chris Brown. Can we take
a TV timeout before y'all get
in?
Oh yeah, you need to tag out.
I got a roll.
Well,
yeah, man. Respect, man. My brother, man.
You know what I mean? The XL hoodie though. What's up? What's going on with the XL hoodie?
Hey man, I'd love the donation.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Appreciate that.
I just leave it right there.
Yeah.
I can't fit an XL.
I just leave that there.
I can't fit an XL. Yeah.
So, look, me neither.
You know you
can. That's clearly for you. I'm a small nigga, so that's cool. There you go.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, we're going to take a break.
We'll be back in a minute. We're going to talk about some more about.
Is that how it works? You just take a break and walk off? I mean, you put a pause in there? This ain't going to be on the show no way, right? You going to race this shit too? This dude said he going to give me a chain once we become monetized. I still ain't got my chain yet, but guess who got some all whites on? I love my white shoes. I love my white shoes.
The I Only Listen to 90s Music podcast is a show for 80s babies who were 90s kids. If you were a No Limit soldier, then this is your show. If you believe that Cash Money is not an army but was a navy, this is the show for you. If you and your friends ever tried to sing a song written by Escape, En Vogue, Shy, or Boyz II Men at a talent show during middle school, this is your show. But I only listen to 90s music podcast is a bunch of 80s babies talking about all the songs and things that we loved when we were kids and teenagers. So if you went to the skating rink and you were at a lock-in, this is the show for you. If you think that Tevin Campbell was the original prince of R&B, this is the show for you. If you don't understand the conflict between Monica and Brandy, but you're kind of on Monica's side and understand why Brandy got punched, this is the show for you. Make sure that you tune in, subscribe, click the little subscribe link. We're here. We're going to talk about all things 90s music. This is the show for you.
Hosted. Shout out to our guest, Keenan, man of the village. Let's get into our regular, you know, trying to be respectful and everything, and the brother and everything. Let's get into the fuckery that we normally get involved with, that the people expect from us, the fun and fuckery.
And fuckery.
All right. Chris Brown, Karrueche, Quavo, beefing.
Yeah, it's random. Just so random.
It's you, and look, I'll be the first one. Sleepy is the first person that put me on the Migos. Long time ago. What was the song, Fight Night? Was it Fight Night that you put me on? Because he came on Straight Outta Low Cash. And he was...
Because
he came on Straight Outta Low Cash. He's like, man, you ain't messing with the Migos. I was like, I know that little Versace. He's like, no, you got to go get Fight. You got to go listen to Fight Night.
Right. And I was... So when it comes to Daryl, I keep him immersed in ratchet hood culture.
Yeah. Like, RIP Takeoff, man. I think... Yeah. So like... Chris Brown, man, he's so with the toxicity level. I think he is an example of what it is when you react out of emotion, and it looks even worse when it's based around a woman because you don't own a person. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is, it's really about
Karrueche.
Yeah, it's based around Karrueche.
They ain't been together in years.
He done dropped I don't know how many songs where he done dropped her name. Chris Brown done literally dropped her name in a song to be like, I miss you, Karrueche. And like, she ain't coming back. She ended up with, I don't even know if allegedly she's still with
I thought they're not even dating no more.
I don't even know if they was officially even dating or not, but obviously it went where it went because I think even Offset.
That's so random.
Chris Brown was uploading a chat between him and Offset where Offset was like, keep my brother's name out your mouth and da-da-da-da-da. And shout out to Offset though, having his brothers back, because I know they had a little beef for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, listen.
But.
We can beef all we want to. Ain't nobody else from
that. And I respect that. Yeah, if me and Doja fall out, I still punch a nigga about that.
Yeah, I just don't.
I punch Doja, nigga. You don't need shit.
Hey, I just, but like, my thing is, you don't own people, so you got to understand that. And then, like, to assume that, you know, you just drop a line about the Migos, like, come on, bro. Like, what? It's just not a good look. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, in true fashion, Quavo came back like 4 hours later. And it's like, is there a time limit on when you got to come back?
Hey, listen.
Because at this point.
I like quick comebacks.
It's like this shit coming back quicker and quicker and quicker. And shit, it was just an upload where now the game then got involved. And he throwing shit. I don't know. This is the internet.
Who was the game?
The game. The game dropped. He dropped. He didn't drop a track.
At some point, I'm going to get mad. Start getting mad at all y'all.
Hold on. He didn't drop a track. He just said, he just kind of was playing off the riff of like, BBL Drizzy or something like that. He put it on his IG store.
Oh no, he going that. I thought they was good friends. They got edited. So
I told you it's the good thing to do, right?
This is literally the Royal Rumble.
It's like
so Drake has a song in the game that I really like too.
Yeah. It's not a Royal Rumble because you got it's all on one person. You feel Royal Rumble would be like if like Jake.
It is though. But I'm saying like random people are fighting
21 Savage,
but random people are fighting random people though. It's like the Royal Rumble where everybody was like they just don't like one guy, but they still don't want to fuck with other cats too though. I'm trying.
Okay,
think of like one of the classic Royal Rumbles. Which one was what? Where you go into the ring? Everybody get there and just push the one dude out
because it's a big ass dude. It'd be like the Big Show or Yokozuna or somebody like that. Like you, they go after the biggest guy, but they still got beef.
And they still don't give a fuck about the guy next to him. We just finna get Yokozuna up out of here first.
Yeah. And you know, I thought it was dope though on Drake's story. He posted up, you know, what's the movie with the white girl who had the sword, who was Kill Bill.
Yeah.
There's a scene in Kill Bill. I don't know if it's Kill Bill 1 or Kill Bill 2, but she's like in a scene
the,
where she's
the 88.
Where like it was like yeah. And it shows a picture of that. I'm like, I see what kind of time you on. You know what I'm saying? But like again, man, he said the best, nigga. Don't listen, bro. Whatever the case,
his smart.
His PR.
Whatever the case
whoever
is.
Whoever he got, you know,
whatever the case
work
is,
with
man. Hey, Clips, ammo, be ready, nigga.
Whoever wrote that rap for him and nigga, all that. Like,
now, would it be amazing if just Push T just dropped the disc for no reason just to get this nigga, like, y'all thought it was okay. I thought it wasn't no peace.
This
now we at wartime, my and everybody
big,
warned.
My big joker would be if Pusha T just jumped back
in the
frame.
For no reason. Like, look, we at all at wartime, right? It's all we all warned. I got some shit I still need to get off my chest.
No, it's a lot of just random beef. Glorilla was beefing. And
because the Glorilla is beefing who?
JT from City Girl. And now City Girl, yeah. Ice Spice and Lotto beefing.
Really?
Yeah, shit. They was on some little tracks.
I went to like Ice Spice Hood or something on
through
video.
A video. You know what I'm saying? Sunday service. I just went that one on one. I don't know why she's so nervous. I said, wait a minute.
Are you serious?
Hey, yeah, man.
Oh, that's old school. That's true.
Girls is going at it, dog.
T.I. going to flip.
Okay. Girls is going at it, bro. And I'm here for it, bro.
No, when T.I. went to.
Shit, Meg versus.
He went to Clothing Land too.
But Shorty Low did it. Shorty Low.
He went to Clothing Land.
That was cool when watched shoot. So I mean, yeah, bro. Like
the one that didn't go too good was when 6ix9ine tried to go to Chicago and them niggas start shooting at him.
Dude, he can't. Yeah. That's the ultimate troll. Like
now, y'all see 6ix9ine jumping in his words. He at.
Hopefully sleeping. So
please
laying down.
Saying, I can see him.
Let's not bring.
How you mean game?
Hopefully his fifth. Hopefully his 15 minutes of fame.
You talking about would this be for Drake?
6ix9ine the rapper.
He's saying, what if he? Who would he be beefing with?
Well, he would just want to get.
This troll.
I'm just hoping that he stay out the way.
Yeah,
just out the way.
Yeah, I feel like he.
What Sauce Walker beefing with?
Yeah, good.
So Sauce Walker did a freestyle, and after I re-listened to it, I don't know if it was a beef, but he was just kind of like, "Why would you apologize?" He jumped
Cole.
He jumped on the beat with. Yeah, he jumped on the beat that Cole was on, Johnny P's Caddy. That beat where he.
Oh, Pimpin'?
No, Johnny P's Caddy. It's a song called Johnny
Yeah. The one on with J. Cole and
Cole,
Benny the Butcher.
Benny the Butcher, yeah.
Beat is hard, though.
Sauce Walker did a freestyle.
That beat is amazing.
Yeah, Sauce Walker.
Hold on, Sauce Walker got on that?
He got on that beat and he said some words about
that. I didn't even seem like.
Now, it don't seem like
who is he talking about? Who is he talking about?
It doesn't seem like
addressing
he was going there.
It
was
the
addressing the situation. Like, he wouldn't have apologized. Now, Simba was like, nah, nigga, you can't say you top three and you scared to get aggressive.
Even though Sauce Walker had that in him.
Yeah, I didn't either. Sauce Walker don't really fuck with Drake either. But I mean, you know, it is what it is. But I mean, again, like, to see Game do that, it's like, okay, cool.
Wow,
Game 2 goddamn old, the record.
Nah, all these niggas
in their late 30s, early 40s, yeah.
But I can
niggas push a 40. But I can peek, because you got
it. Even though Drake was 30, like,
38.
So you know, 50 basically has aligned with Drake. Like not like he been tweeting, not tweeting, but posting about the beef and like Drake at y'all niggas head. Like 50 is like so I Game would get involved just because 50.
It's a Royal Rumble. It's like all the survivors. Maybe this is a survivor.
Damn, I guess if you did that, I could follow the mindset because then Game
right
Game and 50.
No,
and then 50 and Rick Ross.
Yeah,
I can see how.
You know what? I can't talk about this before. This is World War One.
No, I can see.
Where just random alliances just coming.
You know what? That's the truth. Ross going at Drake, so 50 like, nah.
Automatically,
I got that line. I got that line.
But that's World War One. That's what happened in World War One. Like,
and then
definitely don't mess with dude.
And then the Game be like, 50?
Well, you know I'm rolling with Drake.
What side is Cole on? What side is Dirk on?
Cole
what side is 21 Savage?
Cole is Switzerland.
What about 21 Savage in them?
Because
like,
he said something about 21 Savage in it too.
Who's
Drake did.
Oh no, he said you're not. But he said he was telling K-Dot you're not top three. You're not even.
He said you ain't no big three. Yeah. SZA got you wiped down.
Yeah, because
Travis
TD.
Got you wiped down.
Yep.
Savage got you wiped down.
Yeah.
Like your label boy, you in a scope right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Inner scope. But
yeah. Because
it's great wordplay.
Yeah. I mean, again, bro,
hey Drake can rap, man.
It's
can he rap? is it? Can we, will we find out in 6 to 7 months if someone wrote this?
No, after the second,
he can rap the lyrics. I didn't say he was a lyricist. Okay. I said he could rap.
Because those are two different things. It's like, no, everybody can sing, well, can't write songs.
Like, seriously, Drake can rap his ass off.
Yeah.
Whether he wrote it, somebody else wrote it, it don't matter. I'm not a hater like that. The nigga can rap. He's a chameleon. He can whatever style of rap you want to do, Drake can do it. You want to be emo, he'll do that. You want to fucking kill niggas, he know how to put, he can do it. Now, is that riding waves? I don't know. Y'all be the judge.
I mean, listen, man, like, Jay-Z told Drake on the first album what was going to happen. He predicted that shit a long time ago. Drake, here's how they go come at you. With silly rap fuse, trying to distract you. In the skies in the form of a favor. The bronzini meat. Watch for the haters. I done seen it all, done it all. You know what I'm saying?
Drake snapping on her. I came front.
I mean, I'm just saying. But
I'm proud of Drake.
I guess all I'm saying is, You gotta have, I ain't gonna call him a suit feeling, but you gotta have that one person that's like, yo, if you go say you at the top, here's what's gonna happen. Ho, when he said, I'm the one, when once Big died, I'm the closest one. Oh, word, everybody started going at him. And I ain't gonna hold you because a lot of people come in my head about this. I don't like the way at first Jay-Z was kind of picking and choosing what battles he would do. Because if you remember, he would have all, you know, the Memphis Bleaks, the Benny Siegels. Like when Jadakiss first went to Jay-Z, he sent Benny Siegel. When I think it was somebody else went to Jay-Z.
He sent Memphis Bleak after Nas.
He sent Memphis Bleak after. Come on, bro.
Now, like, what do you can do? I speak on this?
Mm-hmm.
When you have a fucking army and you're a general, you don't fucking go out in the front lines until you fucking have to. I love Jadakiss, but at that point, Jay-Z was so far above Jadakiss.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would I even lower my... Jay-Z's mindset...
That Jadakiss Beanie Siegel rap beef, that only lasts for like 3 weeks.
That's great. That's the best.
That would have got violent. You can't say who won. No, that would have got violent. That really would have got violent.
Right, but I'm saying, but you can't say who won.
Because it became...
Like, whoever, if you say whichever one, I'm like, you got...
Because it turned into D-Block against State Property.
Yeah, that would have got really...
Like, PD started rapping. Or PD Crack at the time.
PD Crack is dope.
Like, all of them niggas jumped in.
Yeah.
Freeway, all of them niggas jumped in.
That could have got really bad.
That's a good beef.
That was
good. I miss good rap beefs like that.
That was good.
I like the team beefs, though, like that. Where, like, yo, like, I do need somebody to come and
support
Drake.
You don't have teams like that
anymore. Be fair.
Nah. Because, I mean, at this point.
I would think 21 like, would do it.
Party Next Door need to jump on the track.
That's too much. Think about it. Metro Boomin, 21. They didn't, I mean, Metro Boomin, I mean, I'm 21 in
Future.
Shit, even Dirk. Dirk is kind of like, ah, shit, I don't know what to do here. So it's like, shit,
so
man,
like,
you got
to stand on your team, bro. So if I'm Drake,
you got to stand on your
team. If niggas don't pick my side, I'm just going to diss everybody. Like,
So he's going to be Germany.
Listen.
So he's basically Germany.
If niggas not going to be, he's in Japan right now. Because I'm like.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm going to be real.
I'll see what you mean.
So we all making money together. But and I'm beefing and everybody coming at my head and none of you niggas gonna say nothing. You off the fucking tour. We ain't doing no more albums together.
Rap game fucked up, but you can't blame me. Seen them come, seen them go. You know how the game be. Shit, even when I remember when I forgot who it was. I was going to Jeezy at first when Jeezy came out. Listen, I ain't no freestyler. See, y'all better not look for me to be none of that.
I mean, DMX was calling him Young Cheesy for a while.
Yeah. Yep, that's when DMX started calling him.
And he never readdressed DMX.
No,
yeah.
And should you?
But that was when DMX was really going down that like.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, nobody's ever tried to beef with DMX.
Yeah, I don't want
to. Ja Rule tried.
Nah.
A little bit.
And then DMX.
That's when he was, but y'all.
He did
Oh, he did that, used to be my, you was in my left tip.
Yeah, and,
that's about Ja Rule,
yeah,
too.
And it's, what a hood at is, was a platinum single.
Yeah. And then after that, RIP.
Oh, man. That Jeezy Gucci beef, boy.
That really got people, that somebody died. Why did that?
Multiple people died.
Yeah, I forgot about that. And they
smoking on Pookie Loke.
And they actually had a freaking versus. They couldn't put them in front of each other too much. They had a whole
because hey, Gucci was me.
Imagine
we got beef forever.
I can imagine.
That's disrespectful.
He was like, "Nah, you do your song, I do my song. I told y'all we was gonna do this." I was like, "Man, that shit could."
That man came on stage with a real attitude. I said, "Damn,
he's so right." But then they ended the night. and they, you know, they did so piece it up. So that was dope to watch. But yeah, man, with these beasts, man, it's just hard to, you don't really know the origin. You just know where it's going. And I mean, like with the ego,
a big bunch of them,
and the fact that it's social media involved too. Like you
oh man, that Biggie and Pac, if social media would have been a thing back then,
they would have died in 2 weeks.
Well, one,
they would have died in 2 weeks.
Biggie would have had to respond to hit him up.
Yeah.
I'm saying if social media existed, he would have had to.
But
that would have been the end of his career.
If you look up that interview that Busta song, you'll see where he's. I mean, you ain't got. It's a song where Biggie starts off diamonds on my neck, sunroof top, and then he just goes into it. But like,
it'd have been niggas like Funk Flex and DJ Clue. What is he gonna do? What are he gonna say?
Yeah. Clue.
That shit wild, bro.
So since we talking about some people
dying.
Yeah.
R.I.P. OJ, man. He did that shit. All right, I'm standing on that. He did that shit. Did he do it? I ain't asking what your thoughts are. Did he do it? Did he do it? Yes or no?
Court,
in your opinion. No.
Found that man innocent.
Stop that.
The courts.
Stop. No.
The glove didn't fit. You must have quit.
See, you doing
that. That's a top five capper right there, Johnny Cochran. Top five.
You doing that shit.
What?
He's a top five capper. That's real.
Did he do it or did he not do it?
He did not do it. No, Johnny Cochran, dead ass, top five cap. He right there with like Montel Jordan and like Penny Hardaway, like top five.
No.
Oh, they said Montel question. Jordan. The
Daryl, did he do it?
No, but I do think he was a part of it, if that makes sense.
All right, so let me.
I think he knows who did it.
That I could believe.
So the rumor is on his
death. That his son did it.
On his deathbed.
No, it's not. Don't do this.
On his deathbed.
Don't do this. Can I finish my
quote? The rumor is on his deathbed that somebody asked him before you go, do you have anything to say? And he was like, no, I don't.
Yeah, like, think I'm gonna die.
I'm about to die. What was that?
That man was.
Oh, like, and it's on here. OJ Simpson did not make a deathbed confession because I Googled this to make sure that you wouldn't know nothing.
Oh, no. Okay, so peep game. If social media existed when the OJ trial was big without social media, could you imagine social media and the OJ trial?
It'd been a rap.
No,
it'd been a rap.
We getting it right now with Diddy.
Like, and low key, listen, I'm gonna tell you right now. Speaking on that, the low key reason that Diddy probably ain't got locked up yet because a lot of the stuff that happened was prior to social media.
100%.
Like, if this shit would have happened now, it's a rap.
That's why the Lil Rod stuff is. Yeah, floating out here.
But no, y'all remember the trial. Did y'all watch the OJ show?
Yes.
Did y'all watch it at school?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't watch it at school. I watched it when I came home. Like
it was on the school.
We got to watch at school.
Yeah, we watched it at school.
We got to watch at school.
The teachers would let us watch.
Freshman year in high school. That was me and your freshman year in high school.
The teachers would let us watch.
It was spring of 96. They did the verdict.
96 was my freshman year.
It was the spring of our freshman year.
Well, I just know that the teachers let us watch 20 minutes of it.
No, we got to watch it in like our social studies class. Now, peep game.
And then when the verdict came out,
I was in the I went to school for DSAG.
Oh no, I take it back. It was October 2nd, 1995.
That's what I thought.
So it was still our freshman year, but the fall of our freshman year.
Oh shit, I thought.
So peep game. I go to an all white school. I'm in the Rockwood School District.
That's why I'm trying to figure out how the fuck y'all was watching this.
Because they just knew he was gonna be guilty, dog.
Oh, that's what.
Listen, I can talk about this now. So every classroom, it's such a big deal. White folks want to watch. Like, teachers, like, fuck the curriculum. We watching the trial.
So hold on, every day y'all would just take out an hour and just class?
I watched the trial, like, not all day, but a good portion of my day.
Jump in for like 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, that shit was on like the lunch. Like, we watched the trial. Like, the trial was, I went to a school with a little paper. We watched the trial. When I tell you, they announced that man now guilty. It's DSEG, so it ain't that many black people. We peppered in the class. It's 20 kids. It's 4 black kids. We ain't even sitting by each other. You know how they do this. Niggas got up. We high-fiving.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers was crying. Students was crying. I'm talking about the white. Mm-hmm. The Anglo-Saxons was, they was. We got in the hallway. Niggas like, OJ won. Like, we got a lottery or something.
like Chris Rock said, OJ, white people too upset, black people too happy.
Yes. Whole time, OJ didn't even like niggas. We was celebrating. I got older and was like, this nigga wouldn't even have spit on me.
He wouldn't have held out you at all.
It was cool. This sounds horrible.
He was a
black man beat the system. A system that white people like Trump beat all the time. It's so many guilty white people that just get to skip on and be okay. So did OJ do it? The court said no. So there you go.
Now, my question for y'all is, how do y'all feel about George Zimmerman in the same situation?
Wait, what happened to George Zimmerman?
No, he got acquitted.
He should have been got killed a long time ago.
Yeah, the street.
No, y'all, no, I'm saying, are we saying he's a free man and we don't believe he didn't, you know, do, oh, I guess.
Wait,
no,
on.
He did.
No, he would be a white. He
I guess
a,
we do know he did it. There's
he did do it. What you mean? What's,
yeah, no, I'm saying, but he was acquitted. Baiting. I'm saying, but he was acquitted.
He should have been. He should have been sent to jail.
Right, but I'm saying, but I'm just trying to.
This is two different scenarios.
Yes, because we know that he actually killed.
I know he killed it. Yeah.
We know that he killed Trayvon Martin.
Yeah. Yes.
There's no question. There's no doubt. That,
The question was about it being self-defense or some shit. Was it Stand Your Ground or something like that?
Stand Your
Ground. Yeah. And then there was we found out that there was another woman who actually, because of this case and how it gained this much popularity, they wanted to get it right and they let her out. The young lady who was sex trafficked, it was a young lady also, I think it was in Florida, Tennessee.
You're talking about the light-skinned young lady.
Yes.
Yeah.
She killed her
like, not, I wouldn't say handler, that's a bad, or her pimp. Was she pimp slash boyfriend.
Yeah, sex trafficked or something. Yeah, okay, I just want to make sure I was on the same page. All right. For sure, yeah.
But no, seriously, Zimmerman, The courts let that man be free. Somebody should have got him. You see, they went back and got OJ. They got him on something. The courts not gonna let you get away.
Yeah,
Santonio Brown.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
The system not gonna let you get away if you're a nigga. I'm letting you that like they not.
Yeah, that shit was wild.
Man, Zimmerman was, this motherfucker was signing Skittles and shit. Man, fuck him. Let me stop. I done got mad. I done got racist. I'm sorry.
Oh,
so I mean, do y'all remember where were y'all at when the OJ the Bronco chase was?
I was watching basketball.
Game. Yeah, I remember that because I didn't know
because
I was too young to understand. I just knew that OJ was.
I was mad as hell. Like, dude, I'm sitting my girl. My was watching the Knicks Rockets.
It was like in a little small box.
Like, I don't give a fuck about no OJ. I'm trying to see this guy.
Yeah, I remember that. They need to do. Did they do it?
Yeah,
right.
They got an Oscar for that. They got an Oscar Emmy for it because it was like a 5-part series.
Yeah,
that was like the best OJ documentary.
I remember that. I was watching the game, and I think the Knicks was playing.
It's Knicks against Houston. I thought.
Yeah.
It was the final.
Was the finals?
Yeah.
That was
it was like game three.
That was the finals. That was.
It's the Knicks against Houston
because it went six games, right? That went six games too, right? I think it was 4-2 because John Starks missed all them shots.
Okay. Fucking John Starks.
No, I don't do that. Don't do that. Listen, John Starks had a lot of weight on his shoulders because, and I'm going to tell you right now, if Patrick Ewing had the Georgetown knees versus whatever happened when he got to New York knees, we would have definitely had a chance,
Darryl,
in the actual final. This is
the only thing me and Doja agree on. The Knicks.
Yeah.
The Knicks.
Yeah, man.
Because Pat Riley was there. I said, oh, my nigga Pat there.
Shout to Pat Riley.
They was playing. He went down the lane, and I've seen it. Ewing had that motherfucker arm extended, tried to do a fancy layup versus dropping in.
That was Pat's Knicks. That's before Van Gundy got there.
Yeah. Binged out the end of it. I'm like.
Yeah, that was Pat's Knicks.
I mean, listen, if any year is a year for the Knicks to do it, it's this year.
I thought Pat Riley was in the mob, dog. I thought he was a mob boss. I said Pat Riley in the mob. I like him.
Then if anything is a year for them to do it, it's this year. But They're not going to do it.
Hey.
Boston going to screw it up somehow. I think Giannis going to end up leaving the Bucks.
Y'all see the cap. We in the playoff.
Giannis going to end up trying to lead the Bucks.
So let's transition into talking about sports. We got all our other stuff out. We can last 6 seconds talking about sports. So Caitlin Clark loses to South Carolina.
Man,
I didn't like the narrative.
Shout out Staley. Shout out Dawn Staley for doing what she was supposed to do.
I didn't like the narratives that a lot of the news outlets were doing, focusing more on Caitlin Clark losing than on South Carolina winning.
And I think
that's not cool.
I think it says a lot though about Caitlin Clark's class, because every time she had a chance to mention it, she was class personified when she mentioned Dawn Staley in the University of South Carolina.
She was.
Who went undefeated, right?
They've only lost three games in like 4 years or something.
She's
crazy.
Starting a whole new regimen down there. And like the thing is, Caitlin mentioned it in so many different interviews. And like, yo, I look up to her. Like, you know, I was scouted by her. Like, you know what I'm saying? Could you imagine if Caitlin Clark would have been on the University of South Carolina, how big this would have been? But Anyways,
they actually won the ring.
Yeah, for what she's done, they get a ring if they win. For what she's done for women's college basketball and what the light that was shining. Because I mean, you can't take away. We watched it. Like we.
Do you think that was just her, or was it just a bunch of dope women at the same time? It was a bunch of dope.
So I give you that, but it was. Definitely.
What's up, y'all? This is RVS.
This is ROD, aka Rated R.
And we are the We Coming For You cast. And we talk about pro wrestling from a black dude's perspective. Tell them what they can expect on this here podcast.
Oh, we gonna give you all the raw and dirty and the everything black from AEW, WWE, Impact Wrestling, and any other wrestling in between. If you want your wrestling unfiltered, uncensored, and you want it raw, you need to subscribe to the We Come For You cast.
Right here on SOLC Network.
We heard carrying a lot of that torch because we knew about Juju. But she was a freshman, right? You knew about Caitlin because last year when she was doing this shit. And then, of course, we know about the tall white girl from Stanford. I forgot her name. You know what I'm talking about, though. And then there was
UConn.
There was the UConn Paige Bucket. Well, you can't call that. You can't call that play in a final play. You can't call no fucking offensive foul. You can't do that. It's the right call.
Now, that was a horrible. I mean,
that was a horrible call.
No, I wouldn't say it's a horrible call. No, that girl was. That was a bad screen, though.
You can't call that.
But you can't. I mean, but she was literally horrible on that girl.
They called it on Gino.
Holy.
I say, oh, I
can't call.
You can't call it on Gino. Oh,
that shit, man.
Not Gino. You call that on me. You call that.
They ain't to be the side.
Oh, Hubert Davis or somebody. Hubert Davis team get that called. Not Gino.
But there was a lot of side stories. There was a lot of side stories. Women's college basketball. We really thought that Haley Van Leith was going to be her for LSU. Angel Reese showed that she could handle both sides of the ball. But Caitlin Clark carried the torch for women's college basketball, bro. I just hate that.
So what happens now? Does it fall or is somebody going to pick it back up?
No, there's a lot of new names that popped up. Juju, you got Paige Buckers who's coming back next year for UConn. You got a lot of new faces. Shit, what's gonna happen with South Carolina? You got a lot of new.
I commend you.
New looks for knowing what's happening.
You every but, day. Y'all watching this girl basketball?
No,
every day.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you what though. Like,
you was real.
What was her name? The pro basketball. Dana Taurasi. She said it best.
Oh, Diane.
She said it. We got something.
Many words. They were like, so what do you think? She's like, it's going to be a real dose of reality come when they come to these teams. Because, again, you got grown women that are, I mean, you know what I'm saying, that have been there.
Is she going to be Steph and it won't matter?
So this is the thing, though. This is the crazy thing, though. The effect is starting to show itself. Because
or she going
to
be for dead.
Indiana Fever tickets have already started to skyrocket. Yeah. The price done went up. Yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen around the rest of the league, but this first year, at least for the first half of it, you better good and damn well. If I'm the commissioner for WNBA, I'm like, hey, wherever she play, I don't care if she go 2 for 50. Hey man, I want cameras on her for every game. This is gonna be a following trend.
So I'm asking.
I mean, she's already been invited to the fucking NBA All-Star game where Steph is gonna go against her.
They did it last year.
Yeah, I'm just like. So
I got a question: is she gonna get to the WNBA? And take it by storm, how Steph did?
No.
Or is she going to be more of a Jimmer Fredette?
No. Damn.
Damn.
Jimmy Fredette really is averaging damn. He's averaging damn near 40 in that Chinese league, dog. But he couldn't hit shit in the summer league. He couldn't hit shit in that summer league. That boy airballed.
Jimmer Fredette is the Caitlin Clark of the men's game.
Oh, you can't say. What?
Yeah, Jimmer Fredette was the Caitlin Clark.
A men's college basketball.
At the time.
Yeah.
Oh, they thought Jimmer.
Or Adam Morrison.
Oh, white folks was ready for Jimmer, boy.
I remember.
And with the BYU.
No, that was the year that Brad Beal was in Florida. I remember that year.
Or Mark Morrison.
Morrison.
Talk about Adam?
Adam Morrison.
Yeah. I'm saying, remember how he was gassed up? Dan Dickow. If y'all remember Dan Dickow was being gassed up at Gonzaga, too? I got a long list of white boys if you want me to keep going.
I mean, but
shout out to David Lee, though.
David Lee was the truth, though.
He was a beast.
One cat that thought he was hood, though, that got locked up was, remember Teddy Dupe?
I remember that.
From Florida. They got locked up a little.
No, they've had some guys, though, because I was going to say.
Florida has some, a lot
no,
of guys.
No, I'm talking about some white guys got to the NBA and made some noise. Kevin Love did.
Yeah, but I'm talking about them guys that had, like, the green light, like Caitlin Clark,
yeah,
where they could put up 30, 40 shots a game.
Oh, Jimmer definitely had that.
So I'm saying Jimmer. Yeah.
and couldn't hit nothing.
And Shimmer was a top 10 pick, wasn't he?
But the thing about it, he was.
Shimmer was a lottery pick.
But the thing about it is, though, Caitlin's percentage, if you look at their percentages in college right now, I'm sure her percentage was way more. Her percentage was damn near a 45% clip from three-point range, and she was shooting from the fucking logo. Like, I saw the hype going into it last year because I'm like, okay, you know, white girl that can hit a shot, I get it.
No, she was hooping, man.
It was different because she finished the game with all these threes, but then she'd have like 8 or 9 assists, and then she'd have like 7 or 8 rebounds, right? And I'm just like, oh no, nah, she a one woman show. She's showing out for real, for real. Like, I ain't gonna front you. I'm gonna go get me an Angel Reese jersey. I'm gonna get me a Caitlin Clark jersey, but I need to get them now because I know
they go up.
I already know. I want to get
these prices.
I want to get a Juju jersey too. No lie, but yeah, I already know because of the schools they behind and because Nike's behind it. Them jerseys gonna be
who? This sounds horrible because I didn't watch. Who won the men's game?
Wait,
you kind of. I want to talk about that too, though. Yeah. I want to talk about that too.
Ain't nothing to talk about. There was a rap.
I'm talking about another thing in the men's ranks. John Calipari leaves Kentucky
for Arkansas
and goes to Arkansas. I've been winning. That's what I called you.
That's the Patriots effect, though. Because you about to see. Because is it the lure of BBN or is it the coach that did it, right? And the thing is, like,
Calipari didn't win enough to be in Kentucky. He had too many five-star athletes to not.
The problem.
He wasn't even in the Sweet 16.
The problem with Calipari was he promoted. He was true to himself. He promoted what it was. The problem with BBN was, I know that, but we want to see rings from it. And Coach Calipari was, listen, this is not the same youth that I had with Anthony Davis and them. Like, because he even says it. Anthony Davis was
on that squad. Anthony Davis. Was it Terrence Jones?
Who the other lefty for that played with the Lakers? He was Randall. It was Randall.
Oh, Julius Randle.
Julius Randle's on that team. Fuck. The guards. The guard play was nice, too. It was Devin Booker. No, it was Devin Booker. No, they lost that year.
They went out there at the same time.
They went there the same year. But
that's the Avengers.
2012. Marquise Teague.
I'm about to say they had the damn Avengers.
If they would pick Michael Kidd Gilchrist.
Gilchrist was that's the other one. Gilchrist was on there. So they won.
Terrence Jones as well.
Terrence Jones. I like Terrence.
He came to the league and disappeared after he had that little surgery. But anyways.
Keep in mind, he had Boogie and John Wall on it.
Boogie wasn't out on the one with Anthony Davis.
I'm talking about
Coach Cal.
If you think
and John Wall on the team, it did only lost the Elite Eight.
If you look at the list of players that coach had,
he has 40 NBA first rounders.
Yeah,
40.
There is no reason why they shouldn't at least got to the Final Four consistently. Like, there's no reason.
But see, but this is also the piece. It's like give or take, right?
And
like,
moving to Arkansas.
It's known that when Coach Cal come to
Little Rock, one of my favorite cities. I love Little Rock.
Little Rock, where you going to be? In Fayetteville. All the way another hour or two west.
Where Jake Cole and them was at. Yeah. Vietnam, nigga. You better duck your head, dog. Hey, Coach, don't wear that red Razorback shit down in Vietnam. You get your ass shot. But what I was going to say is, when you talk about Coach Cal and what he was bringing, the vibe that he was bringing, any player that go there, everybody that knew, they're only going to be there maybe 1-2 years tops. And the thing is, with the wave of how, you know, things was moving, and NIL also being a factor now, you couldn't continue that kind of vibe at a place like UK based off how he was doing it. You see what I'm saying? So, like, you can't, like in the way this NIL deal is going to be.
Is he going to succeed in Arkansas, you think?
I think. For the flavor of what he
can
does.
Hide, though. He can hide, too.
No. For the
What I mean hide is, it's not as much pressure. If they go to Sweet 16 in Arkansas, they go, this saying. Is the shit.
But like, the flavor of what he brings, kind of like the prom effect. Like, I can promise Sleepy's kid, Durham's kid.
You know, I take
the back. If y'all come here, you know what I'm saying? You going to end up having.
I was leaning that way.
End up having a position.
Got Pope as they coach, and they finna really fall off.
Hold on. Also, Kentucky plays Arkansas twice.
Yeah.
Like a year. Like, in those games are before Coach Cal, they was already competing. Can you imagine that first game back where he got to go to Rupp Arena? Woo!
He's going to mess around and win that.
with the players he got.
I mean, is this Kentucky when they had
University of
what
Kentucky.
Was the coach y'all had before Doherty at North Carolina, where y'all had them dead 2 or 3 years right after Dean Smith retired?
I remember that.
And
it was right before Doherty though. What was it? It was like a coach like for 2 years right before, in between Doherty. Is this what this was Kentucky's gonna go through for the next 2 3 years?
Yeah,
because it ain't flashy. Ain't nobody want to play for no Mark Pope that was coaching at BYU.
I mean, again,
swag. He was at BYU
again. Like,
he was letting them dudes on BYU with them haircuts. That's all I need to know about you.
As much as they hate, as much as they, because again, Kentucky,
I got outlawed on my Kentucky, school website too. Kentucky for talking about BYU players.
Hell, oh my god!
Because I said, because we was playing them and they outlawed me for 3 days on the Iowa State cycle of
free.
Because I said, of course these cats will have these haircuts like this. They go to BYU.
But no truth.
And I said, no real black man would ever want to go to BYU.
But like when you talk,
and you're not wrong.
When you talk about the cachet of what Kentucky was, like
that's done.
Like Calipari built that. You know what I'm saying? Now granted, before
they had some good.
Rondo was there. His team. They did some numbers. They got a lot of history.
Kentucky had a lot of history.
Kentucky got a lot of history. But what has Kentucky been the last? What? How long you been there? 10 plus years?
12.
Yeah.
13.
What have you known?
No, he's been there since 2010.
What have you known Kentucky to be these last decade? One and done, flashy, Kentucky offense that he created.
And 3 or 4 first round picks on the team.
You look at John Wall. John Wall burst what Coach Cal wanted to do. You look at the Memphis team. Hey, get the rebound. Doge, you get the rebound, you pass it up to Daryl. Daryl, you get the ball to the point guard and move.
I'll never forgive Coach Cal.
When you get the ball, you take that motherfucker to the rim. That's Kentucky offense.
I'll never forgive them for that.
Push.
Move, push.
But now when you talk about the coaching, okay, hey, you just got fouled, Sleepy. I need you to make these free throws so we can go to the next round. You brick not 1, 2, 3, but 4 free throws, and then that's how Kansas beats you.
I saw so many missed free throws.
That's the part where they gonna hold Coach Cal at. When it not the point where you can be flashy, but when you down five, and I got the players to do it, but I need y'all to hone in and listen to me, right? That hey, this is the play we need to make so that we can do. I need Sleepy, I need you. I know you're a 5-star athlete, you're a 1st-round draft pick, but I need you to commit to setting a screen for Daryl because he got a better handling than that. You're gonna be like, the fuck, nigga, I'm a 1st-round draft pick.
I'm going.
No pick for him.
I'm going.
Shoot me.
Yeah.
That's where the difference is. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm going for mine.
So when he goes for it, he's going to have to realize that. And then plus you got NIL. You know what I'm saying? NIL will get so big when motherfuckers will start trading in the middle of the year. I'm telling you, bro.
This is a wild take, though.
I feel like this will get that big. NIL will get that big.
Let me say it.
You get 20 ball by fucking University of Wilmington, and then you know what? Fuck it, I'm gone. I'm going to end up in UConn.
So what you're saying is?
UConn in a month.
Wait. What you're saying is, middle of the semester.
Yep. I'm telling you, this will get that big.
We ain't even took midterms yet.
Nope, gone. Bye.
And they just go.
I'm out, as a student, gonna be like, I'm out.
And I'm re-enrolling same semester.
NIL money, baby.
At another school.
Ain't shipping paperwork. Listen, now I'm gonna be like, wherever he gonna be at, and they gonna be like, he gonna be like, daddy. Hey,
that's a crazy take right there.
They offering me this to go here. I guess we leave. You mean send the van up to come help move? I guess we gone. Go on, tell your friends bye. We'll see you later. Because that's what NIL doing, dog. I'm telling you, watch. It's going to happen, bro.
That was just...
I give it 5 years. 5 years. Shit, low-key with college football. Watch.
Okay.
Michigan already talking shit. You seen that shit about Michigan? They already talking shit.
It's okay. Michigan's done. I don't give a fuck. Fuck them.
They're talking big.
Last sports topic. NBA playoffs is coming up. Today is the last day of the NBA.
Last day of the season.
It was a fight between. Yeah. So Bradley Beal showed that he was from St. Louis and got up in Anthony Edwards' face. Edwards said something to him, and then Bradley.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Yeah.
Going into the playoffs?
Well, no. It was just a game today. Last game.
No, I'm just saying. So he can get suspended going into the playoffs?
No, I mean, it wasn't smart. I didn't say it was smart. St. Louis thing will be a St. Louis thing at the end of the day.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
But I mean, it's Phoenix. We ain't worried about them.
I'm gonna be for real.
The Phoenix got to be in the play-in game.
No, they don't. They're not. It's gonna go Sacramento, Warriors, Lakers, whatever. I'm not saying the order, but Sacramento, Warriors, Lakers, and
so right now for the West, Phoenix is the seventh spot right now.
Really? Damn. Mm-hmm. So who they play? The Lakers. Mm-hmm. And then who the Warriors gonna play?
Warriors Kings.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, the Warriors.
Now, I think the Suns.
Warriors going to lose that game. Is Malik.
Well, now if New Orleans loses their game, that's the last game. I think they may go jump ahead of. They may go to the sixth seed.
Who?
Suns. Phoenix.
Oh, I'm like, not the Lakers.
The Pelicans. No, I'm saying the Pelicans.
Who the last y'all played first for playing? We playing the Warriors.
We don't know yet.
Y'all either playing the Suns or the Pelicans.
Oh, fuck. I hope it's the Pelicans. I was because for some reason Zion don't show when he play against LeBron.
And then Kings is Warriors is locked in.
That's a route. The King, what's the Will Smith movie when he was playing fighting his young self? What was the name of that movie? Oh, you see what I'm going with? Gemini Man. That's what it is. Whenever I see the Warriors play the Kings, it's like you got shooter for shooter and all of them just hungry to beat the Warriors. Malik Monk is supposed to be hurt. I don't know if he's gonna play or not, but like. Yeah, man. Like the Kings are always good to beat the Warriors, but after the Kings do that, then it's like I don't know what team.
They don't have the maturity, I think, to go far.
They ain't got.
Yo, the Knicks are a 2-seed.
You didn't know?
Hey, man, I know. I'm just tripping off of it.
Don't say it like that.
You didn't know?
I thought they was like a 3 or 4. They passed the Bucks.
Giannis gone after the end of his contract. He did a 2-year.
Oh, you are throwing some.
He did a 2-year extension.
No, he did. He only did a 2-year extension.
Oh, he gone. He gone.
He didn't sign up for
it. He's fucking gone.
But he brought Dame out there. Dame Dollar out
No,
there.
Dame went on his own out there.
And got
Dame went to go to Miami.
You know, just said you came out here on
Dame
your own.
Went to am I lying? Dame went to go to Miami.
Would have preferred to go to Miami.
Yeah, that shit's over with.
And that would have been a good look.
That shit's over with. That's trash. That's
got done. The heater in the play-in right now.
So
who did he play with play-in?
We got 76ers. We talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Doc Rivers,
man. Is it time for us to let Doc go?
It's about this in general. This was a contentious point on the show.
Yes.
Before.
I think now.
See, I mean, they doing a movie on him, ain't they? Clipped.
Whoa, no. Who, what?
That's on Donald Sterling.
Oh.
Got a movie on
It's on
No,
the
I'm talking about them making fun of like Listen, Doc. We're saying, like,
this is what I would say on this is my take on
he ruined that team, bro.
You can
the Bucks.
They was doing all right with the one brother that was before.
No, they were the top three team in the East.
The coach before, the difference was why I was starting to go left is because that coach started calling Giannis out on defensive assignments. Like, Giannis was getting beat off the ball when all he had to do was extend his hand and block it. But he was like, you missing your assignments. I got to hold you accountable. And he's like, not taking that well. So that's where you do the whole, I mean, it's not my job to get the team together. That's,
He was mad because
it's not my job to choose the coach. Whenever your star players start saying shit like that, you're not going to have my back. You're going to let me go. Cool. The reality is,
Doc Rivers
I think it's time to stop talking about Doc Rivers and start really bigging up Ty Lue and give him his roses before it gets too late. Like, because again, like, Ty Lue was the one.
He's fantastic.
73-19. Ty Lue is the one that went into the LA Clippers and redid all of how they did
shit. A 4 seed. The Mavericks moved up to a 5. I know they moved up to a 5.
I don't know how the fuck Kyrie and Luka worked together, but that shit.
It worked.
That shit is magic.
Well, Luka came out and said that he'll be Robin. He said this is Kyrie's team. Hey, he said Kyrie is Batman. I'm Robin.
In the years of him being at Cleveland, I ain't never seen Kyrie move like this. It's like watching water.
So I think Mark Cuban.
He dunking now.
No, I think Mark Cuban.
He ain't been dunking since his rookie really year.
Mark Cuban really sets up an atmosphere to let players just flourish.
People like playing in Dallas.
Because, seriously.
God.
Kyrie looks happy.
He been on Cliff. Hey, let me tell you something.
He looks happy.
Tell you something. He been to Bishop Arts. Hot damn it. He been down there. He been kicking it in Deep Ellum. Hey, man, shout out Deep Ellum. Okay, I know. I already know.
Last time I went to
Kyrie in Dallas, he like,
Last time we went to Deep Ellum, we lost Doja. It was like Weekend at Bernie's. we lost Doja.
Oh, God.
Look, hey, it's what a guy.
Tell you what.
All right. Pre-predictions for the finals.
right now before the playoffs kick.
Lakers versus
oh.
Yep. Fuck it. I gotta ride my ship, dog. It's
Lakers who?
Lakers versus Celtics, yeah.
Damn, I can't
sleep.
To the Celtics beat.
Cavs versus Cavs West. Let's go.
Fucking leave.
You know who I fucking wrote.
Dozier, tell everybody where to get you up at, Dozier.
Instagram and Facebook.
And you better get me walking out this whole fuck. You need to go say some silly shit like that.
Cavs versus Cavs West, baby.
Sleepy, where can people put you up as he's walking out?
He ain't standing right there. I'm snitching. That nigga ain't gone. Anyway. You can hit me up on leaving hoodies. God don't like ugly. Look at you. On Instagram at X at Gotta Go to Sleep. GOTTA. Support to GOSLEEP. Please support the village as well. Also, agree to disagree merch. Support that. Yeah.